This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling this Saturday evening. It is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day. I know some of you are still recovering from the big events on Thursday. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Well, doing pretty good, man. Getting stronger every day.
Outstanding. Pretty soon you'll be back your old self, kicking ass and taking names. As usual, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the man and the woman, or alleged woman, at the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. They're known as the Cellar Savers and experts on taking care of meth labs. Be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. First order of business, as always, we want to remember men and women who were murdered in line of duty as members of the law enforcement community. Tonight, we want to remember Police Officer Caleb Ogilvy of the Covington Division, Virginia Police Department, in the watch March 14th, 2022. His killer is DOA. Also, Deputy Sheriff Dominique Collada of the Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Office, in the watch March 16th, 2022. His killer is also dead and in the ground. And we want to remember Police Officer Lane Burns of the Bon Terre, Missouri Police Department, in the watch March 17th, 2022. His killer is also dead and in the ground. All right, somebody who's not dead and in the ground and told the people of Cook County, Illinois, and the world that he is not suicidal is none other than Juicy Smollett. A couple weeks ago, he was sentenced to 150 days in the Cook County lockup, 6 months probation, restitution to the city of Chicago at over $120,000, and a $25,000 fine. And the judge in this case just absolutely eviscerated him, Smollett, just with facts. Didn't say, oh, you faggot, or oh, you queer. Judge James Lynn just simply stated the facts that Smollett created a hoax, divided racial tensions for his self-promotion. And if you go to the our website, 75radio.org, you will see the total evisceration from Judge James Lynn. And I say bravo, Zulu, coming. And what's really surprised me, this is coming from a Cook County, Illinois justice. Now, we all know Chicago is as left can be. I mean, even the dead Republicans vote Democrat in Chicago, but it's just absolutely amazing what he did. But Smollett filed appeals and was released pending the appeal. And what's funny is that you watch his family members, his brothers and his sisters, talk about him and says, oh, Jesse didn't do this. He's innocent. He didn't do anything like this. He's being. And the funny thing is that one of his brothers said, oh, he's taking like a man. He's being real strong in jail. No, he's not, because just before he was sent to the pokey, for a couple of days, he said he's not suicidal and doing this for black people or black gay people or whatever. But here's a little secret about Jesse Smollett. He has a trifecta of victim status. He is black, of course. He is gay. And he's Jewish. So look for the anti-Semitism card to come out. Well, what say you about Jesse Smollett?
Well, you know, he's guilty. Everybody knows he's guilty. He knows he's guilty. His defense attorneys know he's guilty. But his attorneys told him what the max would be if you go to trial, as opposed to taking a plea. If you lose a trial, this is what you get, and we know what he got. The city of Chicago wasn't really offering much of a plea bargain, less than what he would have gotten, or well, which he did get after he was found guilty. Okay, and that's fine. Were people happy with the punishment that the judge gave to Jesse, whatever his name is? And were they happy about how, like you put it, the judge eviscerated him for doing what he did? Well, not many people were happy. Only 150 days, only 150 days. Listen, you people watch too much TV. The punishment is supposed to fit the crime, and that's what that's what the punishment is. That's what legislation says the punishment should be for this crime that he was convicted of. The fines and the restitution and stuff like that included. So people were upset about, they were glad he was convicted, but they were upset about the punishment type. And on top of it, 5 days later, 6 days later, the guy gets out of jail. And they're saying Jesse's been released. Jesse's been released. Jesse's been. The appeal process is going to take a year or more. Okay, so people, please pay attention to your laws, your penal law, and your constitutional law. He is like anybody else, even though you don't like it. He is entitled to an appeal because he was found guilty at trial. Had he pled out, it would have been a plea of guilty, and he wouldn't have had an appeal. Okay, that's what people want. But it just don't work like that. You guys are watching too much TV. Realistically, he's doing exactly what the law is allowing him to do. Just like if you, and I mean our listeners or anybody else, you are entitled to the same thing, and you're going to want that same thing, God forbid, if it ever happens to you. And I'm not talking about the hoax and that, anything like anything, considered minuscule by law. You're going to want the same type of right for an appeal. So it's not that Chicago was letting Jesse out. It's constitutional law. The man is entitled to do what he's doing, just like any other red-blooded American. And that's the whole point of him getting out, because the appeal is going to take a year or more. Whereas, what's he going to appeal if he does 150 days and then he gets an appeal next year and he wins? The only thing that's going to do is take away his guilt, but not the 150 days. So he's doing what he's supposed to do and allowed to do.
Right. And folks, they take off his advice. Stop watching TV and all these crime shows, Law and Order, whatever. But anyways, we come up, we'll talk about trucker protest, fake news for a fake woman, and so much more. Check us out, 75radio.org.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Well, we got the Freedom Convoy here in the District of Columbia, and this past Wednesday, I happened to be stuck in it for the better part of 2 weeks. The truckers are at a racetrack in Hagerstown, Maryland, which is about an hour outside of D.C., and they get the convoy down a couple of interstates to the Beltway and drive around the Beltway and head back to the headquarters or the meeting place in Hagerstown, Maryland. But this week, they decided to do something different. They were crossing the Potomac into the District of Columbia. And as well as have a couple breakoff convoys. You had three convoys going different parts of the area trying to raise awareness against the vaccine mandates, just the typical crap that happens here in D.C. Well, this past Wednesday, I happened to get caught up in the convoy. Now, usually they go the a little bit under the postal speed limit, observing all traffic laws, and there's just cops everywhere. And so D.C. was no exception, except this time the convoy had some help getting their message out and making themselves known. The help came from the D.C. Police Department. What am I talking about? Well, as the truckers were coming up 395 across the 14th Street Bridge into the city limits of D.C., every exit on this major highway that the truckers were coming in was blocked off. Now, which really hurt everybody. I mean, everybody, not just the truckers, because not every off-ramp was blocked. You could not get off the highway and go about your way in D.C., including if you had to go to the hospital. Two major hospitals were on this route, George Washington Hospital and Howard University Hospital. So if you need to go to the hospital or had an emergency and need some gas, you were short, as we like to say down here. So anyways, every exit from crossing the Potomac to leaving D.C. Into Maryland was blocked off. So traffic was crawling at about 5 miles an hour, and nobody can move. Nobody can get off the highway. I was an hour late to my other job coming into work. And then the Beltway was also jammed because all these other cars trying to get through D.C. Into downtown D.C. was blocked off, so now they had to take alternate routes, and it was just an absolute headache. Also, a big thumbs down to my two apps, Waze and Google Maps. They were no help, and WQOP was actually no help. They said, yeah, truckers are here, that's it. Truckers are here, expect heavy delays, 395, 295, and the Beltway. They didn't say avoid the Beltway, everything shut down. No, they didn't say that, so they want to sit there with in the traffic with everybody else. But anyways, yesterday and today, the truckers were able to come into D.C. and go through the local streets. And our D.C. buddy Stas was on his bicycle filming it and letting me know where the truckers were and things like that. I was hoping he'd join the convoy, but again, he's on a bicycle. So anyways, we're gonna have him on sooner than later. Shout out to Staz. And there's a clip There's a clip of some of these truckers talking to D.C. Police officers that are blocking the highway, and they said point blank, like, listen, we support you. Your bosses and the people of this town don't support you. We've been supporting you since day one, so please, just let us get on the off-ramp and go right away. And you know, the people, as soon as we're gone, the people are going to start hating you again. And the cops are like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, personally, I think the trucker protests and the convoy is sort of a letdown, because unlike Canada, where they shut everything down in Ottawa, nothing's shut down here except, of course, the highways where people have to go about their business. So I was hoping these guys would just pull in, just pull the air brakes and just sit. They put fencing around the Capitol because I guess they're afraid, smoking a van is going to drive up the Capitol steps. So anyways, well, they're still here. I don't know when they're leaving, because diesel's like $5 a gallon, and these guys gotta put food on their family's table and pay them notes on them trucks. Well, what say you about the trucker protest here in our nation's capital?
Well, you know, I wasn't like you. I didn't have the opportunity to get involved driving in it, you know, with all these big trucks driving around your little ass car. But I think the nation is split on this trucker. The statement the truckers are trying to make, I think the country's a little bit split on it. I've heard some people talking about, you know, they're wasting so much diesel, and you know, it's expensive enough, and you know, they're losing money. You know, like you said, they got to put food on the table, and they're not hauling anything. You know, they're not making any money. They're all independent. I think they're doing the right thing, but the point is, are they going to be heard? I know they're seen, obviously, but are they going to be heard and listened to by our unfortunate powers that be? I could just picture the chameleon, you know, seeing this on her Instagram page and just, you know, cackling her ass off. You know, and as far as, you know, Creepy Joe, you know, if he sees it on his Instagram page or whatever he's got, it's like, ooh, look at all those nice big trucks. and Pelosi would just come right out and say she don't give a damn. We have leadership that is failing throughout and known to be failing throughout the entire world. And, you know, Putin's laughing at him, and so is Meng Zhongjun or whatever his name is over there in China. You know, they're getting laughed at. Because they're not helping our country at all. And that's the point of the truckers, to bring attention to what's gone wrong in the past 15 months and how quick it's gone wrong. So, you know, I believe in what the truckers are doing. I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to be hypocritical, because I would do the same thing had it been in my backyard. And Scoop, I know you'd have done it if it was in your backyard, you know, for, you know, whatever personal issue you might have with the government, you would stand up and say it, just like we do every week here. So the truckers are on the right track. But the problem is, we know ahead of time that the unfortunate powers that be aren't listening. They think it's like entertainment, you know, like the chameleon thinks, you know, giving the Polish president a question that was asked of her about America, and she passed it off to the president of Poland to answer. So, you know, it's just a wreck all the way around. And the truckers, it's like what the taxi cabs used to do. Remember during the mass transit and stuff, the taxi cabs would go on a bridge and do 5 miles an hour. You know, Queensboro Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge, the Verrazano Bridge. You know, so it's the same kind of thing. And back then, did Abe Beam listen to him? Hell no. Or you know, did Koch listen to him? Hell no. So, you know, it's going to take time to repair. I'm saying it's going to take about 5 or 6 more years to repair what is broken right now. Because everybody knows it's easier to break something than it is to fix it. That's where we are. We're broken. We're broken. You hear that, world? The United States of America is broken. And that's why you got Putin invading the Ukraine. And it's just horrible all the way around. And it all entwined with what the truckers are trying to say out loud. And it's quite unfortunate that the unfortunate powers that we have that be are just imbecilic idiots. There's no other way I could put it. Imbecilic idiots. Right. And, you know, God help us. You know, I'm really now rooting for Joe Biden to make it through to 24. Because look what we'll be stuck with. You know, right. It can be worse. It can be worse. And believe me when I say I believe in what I'm going to say is that this country will die if the chameleon is in charge.
Right. Well, she wouldn't be in charge. She's like friggin' for Biden. But anyways, when we come back after the break, talk about fake news and warning a fake lady. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies slammed Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, disinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in cahoots with the U.S. American ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items too at MyPillow.com.
4 American soldiers were killed in an incident that is not related to the war in Ukraine. The 4 Marines were participating in a previously scheduled NATO exercise known as the Cold Response Drill when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The Cold Response Drill began this past Monday and involves 30,000 troops from 27 countries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Dean of the House, Alaska Congressman Don Young, has died. He earned that title due to him being the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives, his first swearing-in taking place 49 years ago. Young's office said the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. Health authorities in China reported its first 2 COVID deaths since January of last year. The 2 mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Back here for Steve Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check out the website 75radio.org. That's the number 75radio.org. The next story I'm going to call Fake News Awards a Fake Lady. You'll find out in a second. This is something that's more fit for the Babylon Bee, but USA Today, which is nothing but a liberal piece of garbage rag newspaper for fifth graders, has recognized Richard Levine as Woman of the Year. Admiral Levine was born with male parts. He's never breastfed an infant, never gave birth, and never experienced a menstrual cycle that we know of. In terms of accomplishments, Admiral Levine has done nothing other than being appointed the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, then appointed a four-star admiral with the U.S. Public Health Commission Corps. Now, he only got the position where he was because simply fact he's a tranny. Joe Biden just putting every color, every special category in his cabinet. He's got the chameleon as his vice president. He's got that fruitcake as the Secretary of Transportation, telling people, if you can't afford gasoline, go spend $50,000 on a new car. Meanwhile, he has SUVs taken from home to work and back. You got the black dude as the Secretary of Defense who doesn't know what he's doing and so on and so forth. But anyways, this dude was appointed. He got where he's at because he likes to play dress up. He did do a couple of admiral things. He killed thousands of Pennsylvanians by telling them, oh, go back to the nursing homes. COVID's not going to kill you. Meanwhile, he got his mother out of the nursing home. And he's pushing children to be transgender and choose their own gender. Like, oh, if you're born with male parts, oh, you can be a girl. Oh, if you're born with female parts, you can be a boy. I mean, we're talking about kids. Kids don't know what they want for lunch. They don't know what they want for dinner. They don't know what they want to watch on television. They don't know for terms of growing up, they want to be an astronaut one day, a ballerina the next day, and something else another day. But this nut job saying that, you ought to choose your own gender. If you look at the pictures, the guy, he's not easy on the eyes, and he's just a total embarrassment. And again, like Walter said last segment, that's why Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. What say you about this freakazoid? Then we got another freakazoid behind this one.
Yeah, and they kind of intertwine together. I don't know what Joe Biden, you know, is up to with all these ridiculous appointments. I couldn't find the rest of an article on this African American woman that's supposed to be a judge or on the Supreme Court or something or other to replace the dude that retired. But she's been getting hammered pretty well with good questions, and what I couldn't find is they brought up something about her past that's pretty detrimental and true. It's what the report I got. I just didn't get what it was.
Right.
The transgender admiral. I don't know. I've always said, I'm not prejudiced against anybody. You know, if he was going to pick a transgendered person to have that job, he should have picked somebody that was intelligent. Okay. Do I care if there's a transgender person? Yeah. I don't know if I care or not. I don't think I care. but put somebody in there that could do the job. You know, the same thing with the chameleon. You want to pick, you know, a brown-skinned person to be vice president. Pick somebody that knows what they're doing. I just don't like the idea of transgenderism both ways being shoved down our children's throats. And, you know, for them to just, oh, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You know, did these people say, oh, you know, there's liquor. You know, if you want it, you can have it. You know, there's cigarettes. If you want it, you can have it. It's kind of the same thing. It's just not right for our youth to be exposed to any of those things. You know, the liquor, the cigarettes, and the tranny stuff. It's not correct. And then you'll have the other side saying, well, why is it correct to, you know, have them read the Bible and this and the other? And I'm like, listen, they don't have to have the Bible shoved in their throats either. It's just a different thought process. So I don't think that it's healthy, just like, you know, alcohol, cigarettes. I don't think that transgenderism is healthy for our kids growing up. When they're old enough, they could decide. When they're old enough, they could decide if they want to go one way or the other. But at this point, you can join the army at what, 16, 17, you know, go over to Ukraine and get your head blown off. You don't force that upon somebody. That's what somebody wants to do. All right, nobody wants to get their head blown off, but they join the service in order to water going to the infantry. They know what's going to happen. You know, if a boy decides he wants to be a girl at the age of 8, what do the parents do? They start dressing them like a girl? You know, it's just ridiculous. It's not the right form to go to school a boy and dress like a girl. It's just not the right forum. And then get mad because nobody accepts you. So, you know, it's, you know, 30 years ago, nobody ever thought of such a thing of transgenderism out in the open, you know, let alone homosexuals out in the open. But now it's here, but it's being shoved down the rest of the world's throats, so to speak, pardon the puns, but it's being shoved down. It's like 20 years ago, bigger women were taking offense to that they thought people were making fun of them. And that chick from the practice, the heavy girl from the practice, you know, her slogan was, I'm fat and I'm here. I don't care if you're fat, and I certainly don't care if you're here. You know who I'm talking about? And the transgender is like, I'm a tranny and I'm here.
Right. In their way,
so what?
In their way,
I don't care.
Right. In the way they're, you know what, in your face.
Yeah, I don't care. You know, it's, you know, that thing, well, we'll get to it in a second with the swimmer. But, you know, I don't care. What I do care is, are you a good person? Are you smart enough to have that government job? Are you smart enough to have that corporate job? You know, are you smart enough to be the CEO of the Shell Corporation? If you're not, if you're getting the job just because you're a transgender person, then it's wrong. You know, there's a big deal in the 70s and the 80s. About the NYPD with African Americans and brown skins, not enough bosses, not enough sergeants, not enough lieutenants, and they became. So, you know, it's like this all the time. When am I me? When am I going to get something handed to me? Guess what, Scoop? I don't want it handed to me. If I deserve it, then I'll want it. If I could do the job, then I'd want it. You know, it's like taking me and putting me in charge of the fire department. I don't know a damn thing about fighting fires except throw water on it. So these people are just undeserving, and the track record in the past 14 months has proved it. It's awful.
Exactly. And moving on to our next subject, this is Leah Thomas, who was probably born Larry. This training from Penn. Oh, great. Of course. And when you come back, we'll talk about Leah Thomas and the world's worst temper. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back. This is the fast hour in radio. Anyways, a couple of stories before we call it a night. Another dude, this is Leah Thomas, just an absolute embarrassment. He's a swimmer for the University of Pennsylvania, and he looks like a dude, has no female features whatsoever. He's tall, he's got big broad shoulders, he's got big arms, big hands, chiseled chin, you know, look like a Hollywood actor. But since he can't swim with the big boys, he wants to beat women. And this past week they had a swim meet somewhere, I think it was down in Georgia. And, of course, ESPN covered it. How convenient. ESPN covered him. Watch this dude just beat the brakes off of these women who train hard, who try hard, did the best they can. But, I mean, this dude just, you know, he beat the brakes off of them. And then ESPN interviewed this guy, and it was just embarrassing. And my point is, like, you know, this dude's parents need to be ashamed of themselves and tell him, you know, wake the foxtrot up. Like, you're a man. You're born a man. You have a man features. Don't swim with girls. I mean, Andy Kaufman was 40 years ahead of his time. But for ESPN to be there, broadcast and interview this freakazoid just shows you where ESPN is going and where just broadcast sports is going. You know, ESPN has been losing viewers left and right, laying off people and losing ad revenue, but they don't care. They're going to put this crap out here. They're going to have Stephen Smith complain about something or other. They're going to have that dude, Randy Moss, you know, with his crocodile tears about, well, I was offended from an email that John Gruden gave Bruce Allen that didn't even talk about me, but said the head of the union had Michelin lips or some foolishness. I mean, it's just embarrassing, and they keep programming. You know, the old saying, if you go woke, you go broke, and ESPN's going broke, but this parent company is Disney, which is worth $96 billion. So you're going to see more of this foolishness as time goes on. But, you know, there's nobody supporting this guy, thankfully. Everybody's calling him out. In fact, the Daily Mail in the UK did a big story about him. When he does change, he still has everything he's born with, to put it mildly. And he changes in front of women, so they get to see the whole shebang, to put it mildly. And, you know, the University of Pennsylvania should be ashamed of themselves. But, you know, if you were a coach of a women's sports team and you have a dude or two on your team, guess what, and you're winning, you're not going to care. It's like, look at my record. I'm, you know, beating the pants off of the competition. But it's just embarrassing. It needs to go away. You know, sick and getting sicker, like Bob Grant used to say. And I, you know, it has to stop. I thought it would stop because last year, there was a young man who said he was transgendered and sexually assaulted not one, but two students at high schools in Loudoun County, Virginia. But the Loudoun County School Board covered it up, and luckily the kid was arrested, and the parents were suing the pants off of Loudoun County School District. Well, what say you about this embarrassment in American society?
You know, again, I'm going to say, you know, if somebody wants to be what they want to be, that who am I to say? Because, I mean, you know, I am who I want to be. On the other hand, the competition is what bothers most people. And, you know, my followers on my Facebook page and what's the other thing? Twitter, you know, things like that. What they come up is it's a disgrace. You know, these young, real females, practice from the time that they could, you know, walk, or even before they've been swimming, you know, and here they are in, you know, 19, 20, 21, and they get beat by, and it is telling everybody he's transgender. He identifies as a female. It's just horrible. All right. My solution would be, because you got girls that want to be guys and guys that want to be girls. My solution would be is open up another chapter in sports competition and do like the guys race guys, the girls race girls, and the trannies race trannies. Okay? And then have in the same town, have a female swim meet and a male swim meet, and then have a tranny swim meet. See how many people show up to the training swim meet. It's not going to be like they're showing up for females, you know, or the males. And have their own competition. Same thing with skiing. You know, have trannies racing trannies. And like I said to my dentist earlier on Facebook, I said, just, you know, call it drag racing. You know, it makes sense. To me, it makes sense. You know, let them have their own thing. You know, it's like the age groups. You know, you got four-year-olds racing four-year-olds and eight-year-olds racing eight-year-olds. And, you know, you have men race men, women race women, and trannies race trannies. You know, and if there's got to be two sets of trannies, you know, the male to female, female to male, And more power to you. But you can't be in a competition when you're stronger, taller, and more stamina, with a bigger body. That means bigger lungs, a bigger heart, you know, to pump the blood and the oxygen. That's why males are faster than females. I mean, you look at the world records of things, you know, they're 8, 10, 12 seconds off of each other. And that's the reason why, because males have a bigger body, they bigger lungs, bigger heart, more. It's just horrible that, like I said, ESPN, which I don't watch anymore, is promoting and saying, well, that was a good race, you know, and then, you know, this Leah coming tied for fifth in a female race. He got beat by 4, but couldn't beat the, you know, couldn't come ahead of the fifth one, almost came in 6th. You know, it was a dead heat for 5th place. Well, how did that happen? Is probably what the sports broadcasters are saying. You know, how did this guy lose to these girls? And I don't know. Maybe he took care of himself in the shower. I don't know. You know, he lost his stamina somehow. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, these girls, they practice so hard to become world-class athletes in their chosen sport. And then some dude comes around and, well, I can't beat the guys, so here I am. I'm a girl. See? I'm tucked. And we're, you know, a bodysuit to swim, to cover his nipples. So I guess if you cover your nipples, you're a chick. At the beach, if you cover your nipples, you're a chick. Is that what it's coming down to? Is that how we tell, you know, CDs, cross dresses and trainees and stuff like that, by, you know, dudes with Adam's apples and bulges, and they wear a full body strap suit, 2-piece. You know, it's not that I'm disgusted. Like I said earlier about the admiral, it's just being shoved down our throats so fast, and so, and with strength, I should say, with strong campaigns of it. I get it, you know, and like every few years, you know, there is something major like this, like, you know, in the 60s, it was, you know, women burning bras. Holy crap, the world had to get over that. But it took time. Women, you know, walking around, you know, hanging loose under T-shirts. It took the world time to get used to this. It's going to take the world time to get used to this also. But if it's done too fast, it's not. Don't expect it to be accepted tomorrow if you tell me this is the way the world is going to be when I wake up in the morning. You know, we're so set in our ways, probably all around the world. We're so set in our ways that it's going to take time to get used to something like this. You know, we 20 years ago, you know, parents were worried about if their son was gay, if he was going to come out of the closet or not. When he did, it was holy shoot. You know, and now it's at another level. So don't expect me not to be shocked if, you know, I come over to, you know, a friend's house and he's standing there in a bra and panties. You're dressing for a reaction is what they're doing, you know. And the reaction is going to be, you know, WTF. So it's going to be, I mean, you know, when Rock Hudson came out of the closet, when it was figured that, you know, he had didn't have any friends, but he had neighbors up his butt. People were just flabbergasted. So, well, I'm the one that talked for the whole hour, so take us out. But
all right, on that note, this is Peter Skustan with the very knowledgeable Walter Yerkew, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.